Hello.
Hi, Louis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right, Tina. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment.
Yes. Yes. How much?
Yeah. It's for $249.
Isn't that 160 every month?
No, it's $249, but that amount includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could take those Facebook ads off, and it would lower it to $149. Maybe we had talked about that before, and you weren't sure, but we could definitely do that now if you wanted to.
Yeah, probably that's what I want to do for now because okay, Tina, I have a question.
Yes.
I know two people call me, okay, from the ad.
Okay.
From the Facebook, and I get one.
Okay.
And the thing is, how I do it to see the videos, because I never see the videos. Or they put a video, or what they put a time, or what do they do? Facebook.
No, with a Facebook ad, what they do is that when somebody's searching for your service online, the search engines will track that. And then if they're in your area, the next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there'd be an ad for your company coming up. So how you could see those ads is they're on your dashboard. So if you go on to my.localsplash.com and slip on, click on Facebook ads, you'll see the samples of the ads that we're running for Artistic Concrete.
Okay.
And that's what the end user would actually see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I go to okay, tell me again. Splash.com, but they're going to ask me if I'm my password, right?
No. You would go to my.localsplash.com. Here, I'll send you the login again just so that you have it. You won't be able to log in right now because the payment's past due. But once that $149 is paid, you'll be able to go in and you can see the ads that we were running for you before. And the nice thing about the Facebook ads, Louis, is that you can put those back on later because you said, oh, I think I might have to take them off for now. But you can definitely call back later if you go on the dashboard and see the ads and you decide that you want to put them back on. You would just pay $100 to put those back on when you're ready.
That's what I want, really. And then also maybe sometimes they say, oh, now I'm not going to put 100, I'm going to put more. I can do that too right there, right, too?
You can. Yeah, 100 is a starting point. That's the minimum we require to run the Facebook ads. But you could absolutely say, hey, I want to do 300 in Facebook ads this month or 500, you know, what depending on what your budget is. But for now, you know, to keep things affordable.
And what happens for the tempo, if I put, like, let's say 200, that means I'm going to have more ads?
Yes. So what happens with the 100 is they set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's so that your ads will stretch out throughout the whole month and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? So let's say that the ads, for example, are 25 cents each and you have a $3 a day budget. After 12 people see you through those ads, your ad would stop running for the day and someone else's ad would rotate on. So if you do 200 for the month, then what happens is you'll get a $6 a day budget instead of a $3 a day budget. So you'll get, you know, more ads running each day.
So double.
Exactly. You'll get... Mhm. Exactly.
So that means $400 is $3 a day. So that means maybe $3 a day, and then for one month, or for how long?
Right. $3 a day times 31, you know, days in the month. That equals $90 or $99, right? So that's why they give you that budget, so that 100 will stretch throughout the month. So if you do 200, they would just give you a higher daily cap of $6 a day,
more,
around
more, More probability. And more money, more probability.
Exactly. Yep, you're following it 100%.
Yeah.
Yep, that's correct. What you could do also, Lewis, in the future, is you could also run Google Ads. Google Ads, our minimum requirement to run those is $300 a month, but they're the paid ads. So the programming you have now has you on the first page of Google in the local map section, and that's unlimited clicks. You don't have to worry about paying a certain dollar amount when people click on it, right? But let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's very high end, or certain areas that you like to work that are 20, 30 minutes away, you might not be getting that type of a reach on the Google Maps. So with the Google Ads, we can run them wherever you like without having an address there. And then with the Google Ads, and those, you would have a $9 a day budget, because the minimum requirement would be, $300 to run the Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, I like that one, because that's where really, in Appleton, it's a lot of competence, and it's pretty much very cheap. They pay very cheap. And then I want to go to some areas where the people have money, you know, but I know that later. Anyway, but
I think so too.
So.
Yep, I agree.
What I want to do, I want to put the money in a bank,
mm-hmm.
and then call you back, so that way they can
okay.
take it right away. You know, because
I
was waiting for, because this is the thing, like, I don't know, I told you about my situation with the IRS, you know, and then they pretty much they take the money, whatever I put in the bank, and that's the only card I have. So let's say today I put it, the money, and I call you,
yes.
I call you right away so you can take the money.
Okay.
No, then,
yeah, you know, I have a lot of clients that do that. They want to call me and have me take it right away before some other company takes it, you know, because they have a lot of marketing
right.
going out.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. Okay. Well, then let me do this. I already adjusted that past due amount to 149. So that's the minimum for today. But if you want to do the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads, you know, just put more money on it. And when you call me, I'll process it with the ads included. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. I do that. So
sounds
when
good.
I call you, I say, okay, take this money. And then, yeah, so that way, yes, I know we're on the same page. So
did
when
you,
I called you,
call
you, I'm
call me
you
earlier, by the way, or? Or
yeah,
no?
Yes. I'm calling.
Oh, okay. Because I got a call from a Milwaukee number, but it wasn't this number. It was a 414 area code. Was that you?
414? No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Because I don't know.
I called you these days, but no. This is
not
the same. I mean, maybe even was the same name now, because I have it now. Yeah. So,
okay. So then when you call back, Lewis, ask for Tina or extension 777, because that will help you not to have to stay on hold and wait for them to transfer you. It's a voice activated system. So you could just say, transfer to Tina, and it will automatically do that.
Okay, I'm going to do that, 777.
Yep. I'll text it to you right now.
Locust Flash in 777. Okay.
Yeah, or you could reply to my text too, Lewis. You could say, Tina, you can process the payment now, but please also process the $100 for the Facebook ads, or also process the $300 for the Google ads. And then that way I'll know what to set your invoice, and I can process it when I get your text.
So, but you know something, I know last time somebody called me from Spain they're going to fix my website. They're going to put the pictures there, better pictures right there. And then
uh-huh.
I never did it because I was so busy. I was busy. And really, so that means if I go to Google, they're going to be watching my website, right?
Yes, but if you want to upload the pictures, you can log on to the dashboard after you pay later today, and I
uh-huh.
can show you how you can upload pictures to your dashboard. That way you don't have to talk to Selena again. If you spoke to someone in Spain, that was Selena. She's one of our web developers.
Yeah.
But you don't have to talk to her. You could also just go on your dashboard and upload pictures from there. And anything you update on the dashboard are automatically sent to her, and she would put it on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Yes, that's good, because, I mean, this happens sometimes for me because I'm working, and the time sometimes they're not available too, you know, and that really makes it very difficult for me. When I'm working, sometimes I work in the morning to night, you know.
I understand. Yeah, a lot of business owners I talk to, you know, the only time they have a free minute is at midnight or 2 in the morning. And that's the nice thing about the dashboard is you can access it 24 hours a day, you know.
That's what
so
I want. That one, that can be nice if I just later, and that can be excellent for me because I just, I just send it right there right away. That really can, you know, that they can be very good for me. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. No problem. Okay, so we'll talk later, and then I'll show you how to do that, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, you're welcome. Have a great day, Lewis. Bye.
Thank you.